The original lawsuit challenges the Madison Metropolitan School District's guidance that requires staff to call students by their affirmed name and pronouns, and it prevents staff from disclosing a student's gender identity without permission. The state Supreme Court's majority opinion declined to rule on that challenge. Instead, they narrowly upheld a lower court decision to require the anonymous parents who filed the case to reveal their identities to attorneys defending the school district's policy. Christine Donahoe is a staff attorney with ACLU of Wisconsin.
The attorneys are going to have a much more fair chance at defending this policy because we will know the identities of the parties and we'll be able to investigate what's going on.
An attorney representing the parents called the decision a disappointing loss, but said the lawsuit is not over. Hope Curran, Wisconsin Public Radio.